Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like you're constantly running behind? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? Well, you're not alone. We all face procrastination at some point, a sneaky monster that whispers sweet nothings about relaxing for 5 minutes or checking email just one more time. But today, we're tackling this beast head on. We're talking about overcoming procrastination and building serious productivity. Because let's be real, achieving your goals takes action, not wishful thinking. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Dylan, easy for you to say. You seem super productive all the time. Well, I'm just as human as you are. But over the years, I've learned some tricks that actually work. And trust me, they aren't about willpower or magic motivation potions. They are about understanding how your mind works and using Stoic principles to create a system that supports productivity and crushes procrastination. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. 1. Know your why. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with nature, and a big part of that is understanding our own inner motivations. Why do you want to achieve what you're striving for? Is it for personal growth, to help others, or maybe just to finally conquer that fear of public speaking? Write down your why. Make it big, bold, and inspiring. When things get tough, and they will remember and why you started as the fuel that keeps you going. 2. Break it down. Ever stared at a huge task and felt paralyzed? We've all been there. That mountain of work can feel totally insurmountable. But here's the secret. Break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Instead of thinking write a novel, think write 500 words today. And guess what? When you achieve those small victories, it builds momentum and confidence. Suddenly, that mountain doesn't seem so daunting anymore. 3. Embrace the power of now. We often get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, which is a total productivity killer. Stoicism reminds us to focus on the present moment. What can you do right now to move closer to your goals? Ditch the distractions, silence those notifications, and dedicate your full attention to the task at hand. You'll be amazed by what you can accomplish when you're truly present. 4. Celebrate small wins. Seriously, celebrate them. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. It could be finishing a chapter, sending that email, or even just taking 5 minutes to clear your desk. These mini celebrations boost your mood, reinforce positive behavior, and keep you motivated for the next challenge. 5. Be kind to yourself. Hey, we're human. There will be days when procrastination wins, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from those moments, adjust your approach if needed, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a journey with ups and downs. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're staring at a blank screen, that deadline looming, and your mind is screaming for a coffee break or maybe a nap. That's procrastination whispering sweet nothings in your ear. But remember what we talked about. You know your white-out-burning desire to finish this project. You've broken it down into manageable chunks, and you're focusing on the present moment, one keystroke at a time. And guess what? That feeling of accomplishment when you hit send is priceless. It's not about being perfect, it's about taking consistent action towards your goals, one step at a time. So remember these key takeaways. Get clear on your purpose, break down your goals, stay present, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest procrastination struggles? Share them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and conquer those productivity hurdles together. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast if you found it helpful. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.